that it had her house.
She is
first generation in Sicily. Well, my dad's first generation, his parents were Croatian. So he figured, well, you know, it'd be a nice thing to impress the parents if you learn some Italian. He thought he was learning something, but he mispronounced it, and he goes up to my mom and says in Italian what it amounts to, hey, ugly face. And they go,
huh?
What? In general, Italians don't consider Sicilians part of Italy.
I got my first Geo coin from Geo Trailblazer.
I just got mine in the mail yesterday. They are gorgeous. You're the one who designed those. I love them. They're wonderful. They are fantastic.
I was getting a lot of flack.
So you're Tully Brew.
I am.
Not what I imagined. I imagine like an, I don't know, an older person.
Because you do your own brewing.
Yes, I do.
Well, I haven't brewed in a few months. I got to get back into it. I brewed two batches during the Christmas holiday.
I never got to an event where you brought your own concoctions.
Yeah, because I missed the last two or three picnics because picnics coincide with soccer season. I'm a soccer coach. But I was able to take this weekend off. Thankfully. I'm head coach for my daughter's team. She's 7, and assistant for my son's team, who's 10.
I don't recognize yours.
I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
Northern Indiana. This is out of my range. It seems like you got a good group. I started in a group in the Lafayette area, which is the nearest city, Purdue University.
Okay.
That's the nearest one. We started with that.
Okay.
More of a social group.
Well, that's what Slog is.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what.
Exactly.
We've been trying to do a 501c7, which is a social group designation, versus 501c3, which is a non-profit where, you know, people make donations and they do tax deductions, because this is just a social group, really,
exactly
is what it is.
We just to have events and stuff like that.
Did anybody else from Indiana come with you?
Not that I'm aware of.
You were here last year?
No.
Okay. First time?
Yeah.
Okay. What made you want to come?
Actually, what caught my attention was the geocards.
Really, are you into that?
Yes. Looking into it, I'd seen it last year. I'd seen the MOGA event page after it had been done. Okay. After it was over, looking at the pictures, I enjoy getting online and just looking. You know, just seeing what's going on.
Do you watch the videos?
I watch some of them, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And this is kind of my warm-up trip for Geo Woodstock.
Did they have it in Nashville one year?
Nashville the first year, somewhere in
Florida.
Florida,
Texas.
Yeah, we got 9 of the individual caches today, but that didn't matter. It was meeting that Team 9-1-1, 9-11, walking around with them and everything, getting to meet them.
So, yeah, it's a thing.
That was kind of cool because somebody in Indiana has that as their little aviator. And I'm going to email her when I get back and go, oh, look at this cat.
Yeah.
This is because she wrote a book or something.
Real quick, got a couple items. One, somebody lost a cell phone out there. The B cache from the A cache, kind of fuzzy there. See one land on a trail, right on back. Someone else lost a mouse camera.
Sunglasses.
And a radio.
And a radio.
Oh, a radio. What else?
Sunglasses. So where's this grass in here where I can't play?
If you're a competitor this afternoon, okay, either in a two-man or four-man team, you can get the waypoints now. Over at that table, you'll start at 1 o'clock, and do not leave until we release you.
Yeah, I'm okay, but
I had a boss one time that he lived past St. Charles. I can't think of the town right now. For a Christmas present, he gave all of us that worked for him these little tube things that you put on the front of your car that's supposed to whistle. It caused a deer whistle,
yeah.
Oh. And we're all looking at him like, none of us live in rural area. We're all like, what are we supposed to do? And we're all looking at him like, what is this? We didn't even know what it was. She was pretty little, but I gave it to her. Here, you want a whistle? I'm not going to put this on my car.
Yeah.
Between senility and Alzheimer's is the fact that with senility, you've got this key. Maybe you don't know where it goes to. That's senility. With Alzheimer's, you've got this key and you don't even know what it's for. You don't know how to use this key. What's this key for?
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's how they explain it.
My dad, we brought out some old slides. And here's a picture of my sister and I in my mom's arms. And my dad would say, who's that? He didn't recognize anybody. And then after we explained it, we go to the next slide, same people. We're like, who's that? But we go back to an old slide when they lived in Japan when my dad was in the Air Force. And, oh, that's so-and-so, the son of whatever, the Japanese guy who lived next to us.
Thanks for keeping us in mind. Bridget was right that we came walking out of the woods and boom, there she was. It was perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
Cool.
That was wonderful. We were like, okay, let's see if our plan works.
You had a little bit, some business there too, didn't you?
Yeah,
some people
yeah,
show up.
We probably had about 25, 30 people come by.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one guy for sure, he was competing because he was hustling.
Once this is done and they get back and we get all the times recorded and stuff, it'll be time to breathe easy.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff is fluff. There's some Boy Scouts out there that are looking for caches without a GPS, just a map and compass.
Oh, there are some out there with just a map
and
compass? Yeah,
they don't have a GPS or anything. I gave them a topo map and I said, here you go, have fun.
No way they're going to find them.
Hey, I found a bunch with just map and compass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just use a topo map, just look at it, find out where you are, triangulate your position, you know?
No, no way.
I found three caches at Babbler, all three of them without a GPS.
Really?
Yep.
The team participants start to gather around the starting table.
Yeah. Are we leaving at 1 or are we leaving at 5 minutes to 1 maybe again?
It's going to be 1.
All right.
Definitely.
I like to hear that.
Because we're holding on to the cards.
Good.
The cards have to be signed before you can use them.
All right. And when are you signing cards?
Right now. Fantastic. You're done. What are you, by yourself?
I'm on a 4-person team. You need them all?
Need them all.
Hey, Jill,
yeah,
we need all our 4 people.
That's the one he signed. You're Chad, right?
I am.
All right.
Hang on to your stuff. Do not lose cell phones or radios or hats or watches or wallets.
Were you able to get some good pictures around of people?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I've just been hanging around here, basically. Coming and going.
Naturalist or whatever, naturist, you know, camp for lunch.
Oh, did he? All right.
Well, maybe he's going to get overtime, and then the state's like, no overtime.
Yeah. So we're kind of running the park today, aren't we? Because nobody is working.
I mean, like, I had a ranger who was off duty come up and stop by and see how everything was going.
Yeah, okay, that's right. You only have
he was like, oh, you got one of those maps that I can see? See where they were, because he wanted to see how far back it went, because that's his hunting area.
All right.
And I was like, oh, I got one up on that bluff. He goes, oh, my God, you guys went that far back? I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Dude, we got them all over the place. He was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I had two kids find a cache a couple weeks ago, and they were driving by, and they saw me with the gate open, and they were like, hey, what are y'all doing? What's Moga?
They weren't geocachers.
No, so they're locals, and they're like, yeah, we were out there in the woods like 2 weeks ago, and we found one of your geocaches, because I said geocache.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, is that like that little box out in the woods? And I'm like, well, there's about 60 of them out here.
Were they all marked with geocaching?
Yeah. Well, the one that he found, not all of them had the little geocaching thing in there. But the one he found, Rich put a thing in there and it explained it. And they were like, well, we said, you know, we saw that, you know, you're not supposed to move it. Well, we were wondering how you, like, found them, you know, because we just stumbled across it.
We'll give everybody a tip on strategy since we're talking that. Find as many as you can, as quickly as you can.
No way!
All right. Is that how it works?
If you repeat that, I want to write it down.
Oh, this changes everything.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Did you do a podcast with C.C. Cooper?
I did not, but Sonny and Sandy did. Okay. They're from San Diego, and they did over the phone with her.
Kansas City last weekend did 187 caches. She does almost all of them by herself. You know, we figured we were out with her for a little while. We figured, you know, you'd stop, and she'd jump out and run over there inside and come back. You know, she saunters over. She's there looking for travel bugs.
Jeez.
Signs it.
Actually says quality time with her.
Oh, yeah. And if she's telling you a story, she'll finish that before she goes back to the car.
How many is she up?
14,000. But yeah, I mean, it's not like she just hurries through them.
Yeah, Steve's doing his run.
Oh yeah,
a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
First, I guess I'll go out and help him with his registration and timing.
Is that getting bigger every year?
Well, it's basically they're having an orienteering event out there. He's just combined all the controls from all the orienteering events and put them out as GPS.
Okay.
He doesn't expect there to be too many people since low tech has gone away.
You going out and taking pictures, or are you staying around here?
I'm staying here. Everything's too spread out. And so how will we know when the first guy comes? He'll be waiting at the table, and someone will look around and say, hey.
I guess. They're supposed to finish. We're supposed to be at the finish table at 10.
We don't have as many prizes or giveaways this year, if any.
He's the guy who got gift certificates from REI.
Okay.
Gift certificates, that's about it. Drive up this morning from home?
Last night, after work.
Oh, where did you stay in Alton last night?
Sniper's camping area.
Oh, okay. You got
back
of
the truck.
Up over there?
Back of the truck.
Back of the truck.
And I got a leg cramp out of it. Oh, yeah. Boy, does that hurt.
Steve Bromley, also known as Java Programmer, is from the Columbia, Illinois area. He joined the staff and has been helping out with the loading of waypoints from his laptop.
If I'd have thought about it, I would have got a room because I ended up getting up at 3:30 this morning to get here by 5:30. It's like about 50 miles. I can make it at that time of morning. I can make it in an hour and 10 minutes.
Are you guys scheming?
Pardon?
Scheming?
We're talking about MOGA 2007.
Oh. We decided who's going to head it up.
Some Illinois group, right?
No, Rich.
No. I'm going to retire from this next year.
Not going to help next year? We do it?
No.
Are you?
Sure. I'm hoping to go to Illinois. Another group. It would be nice for us just to be able to participate. We got a more pressing thing for the officers for this fall.
Just a quick note, the nomination for SLAGA officers takes place every year at the spring SLAGA picnic. Actual election of officers occurs at the fall SLAGA picnic.
You and Glenn, they say everything goes in a cycle.
Yeah.
And that cycle's completing.
That's not what that means.
We have to draft you, I guess, huh?
Okay.
If you won't re-enlist.
Isn't sign-up supposed to be April, right?
The spring picnic maybe? Is when people get nominated. According
to
the bylaws.
I thought about that again as far as remind everybody to sign up on the sheet because I think it's kind of gotten forgotten.
I mean, corporate America doesn't want to jump in. And
yeah,
sponsor? Yeah. We have a slogan, a lobbyist, and
Mr. Yeah. McIntosh, yeah. Paul, will you back me? And Mr. IBM.
But when we start, we're going to do it a little different. We're moving the table further out, and we're going to have everybody around the table turning your books, and we're not going to give them out. And then what we're going to do is we're going to lay their books on the table, and we're going to tell them, you don't touch them until starting time, go. And that'll be part of it. They'll have to grab their book and go.
I mean, what you ought to have is about 2 weeks after this, have a lessons learned meeting. We'll all get the staff back together someplace. And talk about what's going to be better. So that this, you know, because by this time next year, nobody's going to remember it.
Every year, after this is over with, we always have a meeting afterwards to do exactly that, a reflection meeting and stuff, and we have about 3 people show up.
Yeah.
You're like, they're so done with it. They don't care.
You do.
A little detail. Yeah, there is a mountain lion out there, but it's well fed on the calves it's been eating, so.
Any representatives from the park showing up?
No.
Any plan to
they
tonight?
Didn't pay for the weekend, so
oh. Yeah, they... we tried everything. There'll be a guy here tonight to accept the plaque.
Okay.
He's just a maintenance worker. He's the only one that was on duty, but we couldn't get the naturalist, we couldn't get the historian, we couldn't get any of the park staff at all. Because something about you can't be at the park unless you're getting paid overtime.
Right.
Oh.
And there's no money in the budget for overtime. This is the poorest park that I've ever seen as far as money goes.
Oh.
They have absolutely no money for anything. They had a kids program here, like a junior naturalist program.
Mm-hmm.
Scrapped it because it cost too much to print the material. Everything we inquired about, it was always, no, they cut that out of the budget. They had volunteers at work. They made people, employees, take off at 2 o'clock to save money, you know, so they have to leave at 2 o'clock and it's just a volunteer staff. We might have the conservation officer show up today at for lunch, or he may not, you know. He said they're so understaffed, they have to cover the fishing game, all the wildlife stuff, they have to cover park police stuff, plus the conservation area, you know, police as well. So they got three duties that they're doing. We're in Missouri. They split that into three different offices. And they got one guy covering all three. And he said he'll probably be on the river most of the day enforcing the fishing. Now, some of them, that signed up, I knew they weren't coming. Alabama Rambler from Alabama, I knew he wasn't coming. There's somebody signed up from Pennsylvania, I knew they weren't coming. They were only after the packet, the coin. That's all they were after, and I put an end to that.
Those German people seem to like the coins.
That's because there's nothing over there. There's no travel bugs. There's no coins to pass around. They eat those things up. So we're almost at the two-hour mark. So, yeah, the minute they come in, first thing you do is just write their time down before you do anything else.
Do they keep the card, right?
Yeah, you keep their card.
Okay.
And then we'll verify the punches with the keys. Where are the keys?
Mothership and her family show up. Everybody in her family has their own geocaching name. We have a little fun with the kids.
Did you have your tonsils out?
No.
Was it your sister?
Yeah.
I remember one. Big sister had her tonsils out.
I only have one sister.
And two brothers.
Yeah. They're being nuts all the time. They fool around a lot.
They fool around. They're just goofballs, aren't they?
I'm a first grader.
You're a first grader?
Uh-huh. I'm so young. Well, I'm 6 years old.
Six?
Yes, you look six.
She's so young.
Yes, she is. I don't remember being six. I don't remember being last year.
I remember being six. That's when I got my first car. Do you have a car? Do you drive it?
No, my mom and dad.
When I was six, I was driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I was driving a car.
Well, I'm not old enough to drive yet. $8. I got from my grandma. I'm eight now.
You're eight?
Yeah, she gave to me for my birthday last day.
You turned eight and she gave you $8?
Yeah.
Just wait till you get 100.
Wow. $100.
No. He won't be alive. He's a Scooby-Doo fan.
Are you like Scooby-Doo?
I watch it. I have some movies.
Who's your favorite on Scooby-Doo? Who do you like the best?
You've already got muddy?
Scooby-Doo.
You've already got muddy? How long have you been here to get muddy?
I agree
with you. Hi there.
Hi.
Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Penalty.
Yeah, procrastination.
How many?
And we did fax the waivers in to Mike's.
Now tell me, Brian, you guys are pretty active on that MultGeo forum.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Glenn turn it over to you guys to manage?
Well, he's still in there, but we several of us got administrative privileges.
Oh, is that your main form of communication?
That's our main form, yeah. Works real well. I dropped something on there. We're going to have a get-together
with
CC's.
I wish our people would use forums.
They don't like them.
I put something on it. We're going to go to CC's, and it wasn't an hour before we went, or maybe two, and we had three or four people show up, plus all the folks that we called earlier. And you gotten all of them in KC, I can't afford to go to St. Joe every week. So yeah, that's our main. And actually, everybody's been pretty well behaved on there too. They really haven't got too carried away with it.
So, are you wired for sound?
Yes, I am.
This is not a good thing.
Competitors are starting to gather. And I happened to talk to some of the MNGCA group.
And I have many hours to edit after the whole event's over.
Well, if you come around to one of our guys, you might as well just throw it away. Don't even bother trying to edit.
Where are you?
We're northern Minnesota. Or Minnesota, I'm sorry. Excuse me. He's northern. We're northern. We don't know what these guys are.
Are you guys camping in a campsite together?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all snoring in the same pile.
What are you guys doing this afternoon? Are you
competing,
competing too? Okay.
He's not. He's the only smart one of the bunch. Good thinking.
One-eyed cookie.
Yep. Team Hooligan.
Team Hooligan. Mm-hmm. That's right. The other part, Dilly Bean, okay. Because I was reading your Minnesota forums. I do the Slaga podcast.
Yes, being that you knew who I was right away, it kind of shocked me.
Well, I did the video at MOGA last year, and I remember going around. Yeah, that was me. I'm without video this year, but...
I know you look familiar.
Do you guys all caravan together?
Yeah.
And cached along the way?
Yeah.
You left Thursday?
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, yeah. Who eventually drove? Because I remember Arctic Cabin was saying he was going to drive, and...
Arctic, Berryhead, and her significant other.
Who's out on the individual?
He's out on the individual course.
The individual competitors all left at 8 a.m. in the morning, and they had 3 hours to find punches and return by 11 o'clock. Anybody returning after 11 would be penalized.
Well, come in now.
Yeah. 55-33.
No, we need our sheet
back,
don't we?
Oh. Not till they're locked.
Not till they're
checked.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Who needs a time
limit?
Yep. We can stick them in
later. Any other books?
You don't mind reading through mud, do
you? You got your name on yours?
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine, yeah.
Okay,
who's
this?
That's mine.
Oh. Okay.
5607?
Your name on.
This is
fine. Are you going to cash this afternoon then?
I don't know. Oh, we're signed up, but I don't know if we will or not.
Mm-hmm. There he is, yeah.
Or just hang around here and visit or whatever.
Everybody else?
Because tonight's all the doings. I think, what, 7 that starts?
Mm-hmm.
Or something. We want to be sure and be here for that.
Yeah.
No, okay.
I want to tell the camera.
Oh, here.
My feet hurt.
Here comes one.
Three minutes and 40 seconds.
Late or early?
Yeah. You're all right.
The one that I just handed in, I need a new one for the team event because I punched all the way through on one and it looks like I was cheating and I wasn't, so I want a new one.
I made it. You ran up that hill, huh?
I ran up that hill and I didn't find the cash.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Didn't.
Oh,
but I made it back. With what? You are tied for first. And I chose to go north. And I knew that was wrong. As soon as it took me three times as long as I thought to drive up there, I was like, oh, this is bad. Got 11. I got all 10 and then 1.
Will you host the next year? Oh, no!
I can't do that. It's in Arkansas. I can't host both.
Yes, you can. It's Midwest Open. That'll work. It'll be warmer.
Well, I tell you, last year at Dixon, this year's doing the same.
Did you compete this morning?
It's mainly jeepers and this walking along laughing and kicking rocks.
How was it? How was it?
It was tough. It was.
Was it tough?
It was.
Was it harder than you thought?
I guess. It said 291 feet, but that was like 2,000 feet down and then 291 right. feet over.
Yeah.
So we'd look at that and say, nah, we're too old to climb down there, so we'll leave that to the kids.
Yeah. Well, when I set the waypoints, because I took the map, and people said, well, I want to do this area, and I want to do this area. And then we needed 30 points, so I went in and just made waypoints on the computer and the map.
Mm-hmm.
And numbered them, labeled them, and then sent that out and said, this is your projected area.
Great idea.
Go, you know, this is where you want to aim for. Try to keep it within 1,500 feet of that mark. That way they were spread out.
I have a quick sit-down interview with Jeepers 2, who just got finished with the individual competition.
Are you Jeepers or Jeepers 2?
Jeepers
2. Is that because somebody else was Jeepers?
Yeah, they wouldn't give me Jeepers.
Okay, I'm here with Jeepers 2, also known as
Nikki.
Okay. And you've been geocaching for a while. You're from Springfield,
yes,
Missouri.
I was the first geocacher in Springfield.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's your claim to fame. And no one could ever take it away from
no
you.
No one could take that away from me. Everybody in Springfield thought I was crazy. Everyone I knew thought I was crazy. What are you doing? I'm geocaching. You're doing what?
But since then.
Oh, God.
You have
everybody's
more people
doing it now. All those people that said I was crazy are now caching.
Wasn't there somebody in Springfield one time who was either, like, stealing caches or doing
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there was some character that was stealing caches. Well, he was playing his own game. He would take your geocache and take everything and move it to another site and
okay.
then put that location on it.
And that didn't last too long.
No, it didn't last. People were giving him death threats.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, put an end to that. I guess you call that peer pressure. When you're not geocaching, you are?
I work in the medical field, and I have my own business. I'm a DJ.
I think I went to your website, and you had a video teaching line dancing.
Yes, I did a bar mitzvah. Yeah. Actually, it was a bat mitzvah. A girl was turning 13. Bob was teaching the electric slide and, you know, having fun.
Medical field during the day and then this at night.
Yeah, I get paid to party. I got started in it by just doing DJing parties for friends for free.
And it grew from there.
Yeah, it just grew from there. Mine is just the dancing, the music and the dancing. Now, weddings I do, I'm the MC. I have to MC the function.
Last year you were on the MOGA 2005 staff.
I was on the MOGA 2004 staff also.
But this year you're competing.
Individual.
You just got back from the individual.
Individual.
You had a couple people.
Cash Crazies.
Cash Crazies,
buddies.
That's right.
Cash Crazies from Mountain Home, Arkansas. We meet up on the trails, and we met at the event one year, and we were buds ever since.
Okay.
And I have a caching companion, Memphis. He caches with me, goes everywhere with me.
And Memphis is a four-legged...
Brittany. He's found 16 caches on his own before I found them. He just gets so excited when he finds them.
And he's known for what during when there's a fire going?
Oh, he's the fire, the sparks eater.
Okay.
He likes to eat those embers. I was hoping to hit my 1,000th cache. I don't think I've done
it. Oh, you're pretty close to that?
Yeah, I'm getting close to that.
It wasn't.
Yeah, because this one group told us, if you don't have a hit, you're not going to find it. But then I just started remembering, okay, who are the people that place these caches? I'm just too lazy to do the whole Rot 13 thing. So I just started looking around.
After a while, though, you can figure out when it says tree.
Well, that's cool.
Tree.
Yeah.
Tree. Gur. Yeah.
Gur is tree?
Yeah.
I was just writing him a dictionary of the basic geocache. 150 words, and that'll cover 90% of what you have. Under,
yeah.
Above,
yeah.
In,
yeah,
below,
near,
hollow, log,
yeah.
Branch.
Did the guy brought a bike with him? Well, I guess there's nothing that says you can't do it.
We were joking about a bike course. People were taking it seriously. He was just joking about it when he brought it up. We just like to ride bikes, so.
Yeah, mealtime or...
11:30 is staff and 12 for the rest of us. Nobody's.
Awesome. Good job. I got 5.
Hey, that's not too bad.
Whoa.
11's good.
Well, you know, I got to thinking about it. They were talking about one guy got 15. There's two or three of them got 13. But I just realized they divided the individual caches up into age group.
Yeah.
And I'm over 50. I was cashing with the senior citizens. Do you have your cell phone with you by any chance?
I do.
Can we bring it with us?
Mm-hmm.
Because I lost mine this morning.
On the trail.
I have a pretty good idea where I lost it.
Time to talk with the cooking staff and swap some stories.
We have pork steaks and chicken tonight. Rigatoni. And then tomorrow, breakfast is the same as it was today. And then for lunch, we got brats and hot dogs and chili. Really, if people want seconds... You know, once we served everybody.
It's like the first time I met my father-in-law. I brought over a 12-pack of Busch beer. You know, thinking, okay, first time I'm going to meet my future father-in-law. He said, I don't drink, I don't cuss. He goes, you need to quit that. I'm like,
My dad, the first time he came to see my mom, pick her up at her house. She is first generation from Sicily. Well, my dad's first generation, his parents were Croatian. So he figured, it's a nice thing to impress the parents if you learn some Italian. He thought he was learning something, but he mispronounced it, and he goes up to my mom and says in Italian what amounts to, hey, ugly face. And they go, what? In general, Italians don't consider Sicilians part of Italy.
I got my first geocoin from Geo Trailblazer.
Just got mine in the mail yesterday. They are gorgeous. You're the one who designed those. I love them. They're wonderful. They are fantastic.
I was getting a lot of flack.
So you're Tully Brew.
I am.
Not what I imagined. I imagine like an older person. Because you do your own brewing.
Yes, I do.
Well, I haven't brewed in a few months. I got to get back into it. I brewed two batches during the Christmas holiday.
holiday. I never got to an event where you brought your own concoctions.
Yeah, because I missed the last two or three picnics because picnics coincide with soccer season. I was a soccer coach. But I was able to take this weekend off. Thank you, Lucky. I'm a head coach for my daughter's team. She's 7, and assistant for my son's team, who's 10.
I don't recognize yours.
I'm from Indiana. Southern Indiana. This is out of my range. It seems like you got a good group. I started in a group in the Lafayette area, which is the nearest city, Purdue University.
Okay.
That's the nearest
one.
We started with that.
Okay.
More of a social group.
Well, that's what SLAG is.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what.
Exactly.
We've been trying to do a 501c7, which is a social group designation, versus 501c3, which is a non-profit where,
right,
you know, people make donations and they do tax deductions, because this is just a social group, really.
Exactly.
Is what it is.
We just to have events and stuff like that.
Did anybody else from Indiana come with you?
Not that I'm aware of.
You were here last year?
No.
Okay. First time?
Yeah.
Okay. What made you want to come?
Actually, what caught my attention was the geocards.
Really, are you into that?
Yes. Yeah. Looking into it, I'd seen it last year. I'd seen the MOGA event page after it, after it was over. Looking at the pictures, I enjoy getting online and just looking. You know, just seeing what's going on.
Okay. To watch the videos?
I watched some of them, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And this is kind of my warm-up trip for Shields.
They have it in Nashville one year.
Nashville the first year, somewhere in
Florida.
Florida,
Texas.
Yeah, we got 9 of the individual caches today, but that didn't matter. It was meeting that Team 911 or 911, walking around with them and everything, getting to meet them.
So Piazza thing.
That was kind of cool because somebody in Indiana has that as their little aviator.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to email her when I get back and go, oh, look at this cat.
Yeah.
This is because she wrote a book or something.
Real quick, got a couple items. One, somebody lost a cell phone out there. The B cat from the A cat kind of wanted to go. See one land on a trail, bring it on back. Someone else lost their mouse. Can't remember what it was.
Sunglasses.
And a radio.
And a radio.
Oh, a radio. What else?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
So we're just trashing people like that.
If you're a competitor this afternoon, okay, either in a two-man or four-man team, you can get the waypoints now. Over at that table, you'll start at 1 o'clock, and do not leave until we release you.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I had a boss one time that he lived past St. Charles. I can't think of the town right now. For a Christmas present, he gave all of us that worked for him these little tube things that you put on the front of your car that's supposed to whistle. It caused a deer.
Yeah.
Oh. And we're all looking at him like, none of us live in rural area. We're all like, what are we supposed to do? And we're all looking at him like, what is this? We didn't even know what it was. She was pretty little that I gave it to her. Here, you want to whistle? I'm not going to put this on my car.
Yeah.
Difference between senility and Alzheimer's is the fact that with senility, you've got this key. Maybe you don't know where it goes to. That's senility. With Alzheimer's, you've got this key and you don't even know what it's for. You don't know how to use this key. What's this key for? That's the difference. That's how they explain it.
My dad, we brought out some old slides. And here's a picture of my sister and I in my mom's arms. And my dad would say, who's that? He didn't recognize anybody. And then after we explained it, we go to the next slide, same people. We're like, who's that? But we go back to an old slide when they lived in Japan when my dad was in the Air Force. And, oh, that's so-and-so, the son of whatever, the Japanese guy who lived next to us.
Thanks for keeping us in mind. Bridget was right that we came walking out of the woods and boom, there she was. It was perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
Cool.
That was wonderful. Because we were like, okay, let's see if our plan works.
You had a little bit, some business there too, didn't you?
Yeah,
some people
show
up.
We probably had about 25, 30 people come by.
Okay.
Well, you know, one guy for sure, he was competing because he was hustling.
Once this is done and they get back and we get all the times recorded and stuff, it'll be time to breathe easy.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff is fluff. There's some Boy Scouts out there that are looking for caches without a GPS, just a map and compass.
Oh, there are some out there with just a map and compass?
Yeah, they don't have a GPS or anything. I gave them a topo map and I said, here you go, have fun.
No way they're going to find them.
Hey, I found a bunch with just map and compass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just use a topo map. Just look at it, find out where you are, triangulate your position, you know?
No, no way.
I found three caches at Babbler, all three of them without a GPS.
Really?
Yep.
The team participants start to gather around the starting table.
Are we leaving at 1 or are we leaving at 5 minutes to 1 maybe again?
It's going to be 1.
All right.
Definitely.
I like to hear that.
Because we're holding on to the car.
Good.
The cards have to be signed before you can use them.
All right. And when are you signing cards?
Right now. Bam. Yeah. You're done. What are you, by yourself?
I'm on a 4-person team. You need them all?
Need them all.
Hey, Jill, we need all our 4 people. We're
signed. That's the one he signed. You're Chad, right?
I am.
All right.
Hang on to your stuff. Do not lose cell phones or radios or hats or watches or wallets.
Were you able to get some good pictures around the people?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I've just been hanging around here, basically. Coming and going.
Naturalist or whatever, naturist, you know, camp for lunch.
Oh, did he? All right.
Well, maybe he's going to get overtime, and the state's like, no overtime.
Yeah. So we're kind of running the park today, aren't we? Because nobody is working.
I mean, like, I had a ranger who was off duty come up and stop by and see how everything was going.
Yeah, okay, that's right. You only have
he was like, oh, you got one of those maps that I could see? See where they were, because he wanted to see how far back it went, because that's the Sutton area.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, I got one up on that bluff. He goes, oh, my God, you guys went that far back? I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Dude, we got them all over the place. He was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I had two kids find a cache a couple weeks ago, and they were driving by, and they saw me with the gate open, and they were like, hey, what are y'all doing? What's Moga?
They weren't geocachers.
No, so they're locals, and they're like, yeah, we were out there in the woods like 2 weeks ago, and we found one of your geocaches, because I said geocache.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, is that like that little box out in the woods? And I'm like, well, there's about 60 of them out here.
Were they all marked with geocaching?
Yeah, well, the one that he found, not all of them had the little old geocaching thing in there. But the one he found, Rich put a thing in there, and it explained it, and they were like, well, we said, you know, we saw that, you know, you're not supposed to move it. Well, we were wondering how you, like, found them, you know, because we just stumbled across it.
We'll give everybody a tip on strategy since we're talking that. Find as many as you can, as quickly as you can.
No way!
Yeah. All right. Is that how it works?
If you were that, I would write it down.
Oh, this changes everything.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.